the next part is going to be Saturday night. You've got your matchup with the Giants.
Correct.
And unfortunately for you, a month ago I'd have told you it would be a cakewalk. And now today I'm telling you it's the worst matchup they could have had. There is, except for Saquon Barkley and maybe Thomas, the left tackle for the Giants, there is no other player on the Giants offense that can start for the Eagles. Wide receivers? I don't even think the Giants wide receivers would make the Eagles. 45-man roster. All right. Tight end? Nope. The other offensive lineman? Nope. Barkley, of course. Daniel Jones has just played himself into a terrific contract. He's not better than Jalen Hurts, but he has played himself into a terrific contract.
Totally agree. He was magnificent yesterday.
But he's been playing like that the second half of the season, Matt.
Yeah, that's how he's absolutely been playing. Yeah.
I mean, he has been playing like that the second half of the season. He is, Brian Daboll's a really good coach. Now, defensively, it's a little different story. The Giants' defensive front, those three guys, Lawrence, Williams, and Thibodeau, probably would have a good chance of starting for the Eagles. Reddick is terrific. But the other guys are really good. But those three Giant defensive linemen are kind of not just like good, they're really good. Linebackers, Edwards is better. But now the Giants got back Adoree Jackson, they got back McKinney, their secondary is on par with the Eagles. And I'd say the kicking game, the punter for the Eagles is better, the place kickers are dead even. Elliott and Graham Gano are dead even.
Yes, absolutely.
But to the credit of the Giants, they're playing well.